And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shan Sheridan with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. So happy to be joining you once again for another engaging half hour. We talk about engagement, we talk about employment, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about entertainment, events, education. There's so many things. It's the attributes of a community that make a community, and we're so glad that you could join us again today. We record this show every week, and so we don't know if we're coming to you in the morning or afternoon, but whatever part of the day it is, we certainly hope it's a great one for you, and you're having an engaged one for sure. Well, speaking of engagement, I have a young man with me today that I am truly proud of. I've known this young man for a number of years and have known his family for several years, and this young man is certainly the epitome, the example, great example of engagement. When we talk about getting involved, you certainly can bring this name to the forefront. And I'm talking about my good friend, Jamie Blacker. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shan. That's awful nice for you to say, and I appreciate you having me here today.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, when I think about engagement, certainly the Blacker family comes to mind, when especially when we're talking about a certain area of Clinton County, and that's that little southwestern area of Clinton County known as Colfax and Perry Township. You guys have been so involved in leadership and in that community for a number of years. Tell me a little bit about how you, through your family, have been engaged and got involved. And then we're going to talk about, because you also are the president of the Fair Board and Fair Council, and we're going to talk about that. But listen about you and how you got to the point that you are today.
Okay. I appreciate you having me on here this morning, Shan. And your first part of this question is pretty simple for me to answer. Is I've had a lot of good examples ahead of me. My parents always involved in things in and around Colfax or Clinton County. My dad was president of the Fair Council almost 30 years ago, and they've always set a good example of being involved and living in a community. And my grandfather, Paget, he was president of the Lions Club, started the Lions Club in Colfax in 1963 and was a member all the way up till his death in 2002. And I remember my wife, Shawna, and I were just getting started and being married and having kids, and he asked me one day, he's like, are you going to live in a community, or are you going to be a part of a community? And I didn't understand what that meant. And I think over time, he started showing me that, like the park, for instance, the Lions Club owns in Colfax. He's needed a lot of work, and he'd put a lot of work in the 60s and 70s, but over time, things kind of fall apart and need to be updated. And he asked me to get involved, and I went, you know, started joining the Lions Club, and he kind of showed me the way. And unfortunately, he didn't get to see the end result, but we've done a lot of good things down there. And that's just not me. That's a lot of good people that live in the Colfax area. I guess I was just the cog that, you know, got everything going.
Well, sure. And when you talk about the Lions Club and what it has meant to the Colfax community and how important the engagement level has been, wow. I mean, I remember standing there many years ago, and it was just one little ball diamond and a few playground pieces. And then I know that you were able, as a group, were able to engage the Community Foundation. I remember being out there that day with that check, and all of a sudden things, you've raised money here and you've raised money there, and people have come together. And now I believe it's, what, three ball diamonds, a beautiful concession stand.
Yeah.
You've got a playground area. And this is in the little small town of Colfax, Indiana.
Yeah, it's a really nice park, and we get a lot of good comments. We've hosted a lot of baseball and softball games there since 2000. Well, the fields went in 2011, built a concession stand in 2010, and I still get ladies to this day say it's the nicest bathrooms they ever, wherever they go, so that's a good compliment. We'd like to make it nice, and there was a lot of great people that, you know, put a lot of time and effort into that.
And we know we got to keep the ladies happy.
That's right, that's right. So it was great to be a part of that. It was just a vision by a few people. Lynn Hollis was on the Lions Club at that time, and he's since moved away, but him and I sat down and kind of came up with a vision of what that should look like and how we could go about it, and then it just kind of snowballed. And once you put that in front of people and you put a good plan together, people want to get involved and want to do a good thing, and that's the result of what's happened out there. And even to this day, there's still a lot of projects that are starting to add some lights, and they do a truck and tractor pull. We just had another event out there, Lions Club, sponsored for mental health awareness, and the Bryson Haynes Foundation, starting that. And Had a successful night and getting his foundation started and helping the Lions Club raise some much needed funds just to keep going. Insurance costs and all them things just keep going up, so funds are much needed and people just keep working, and it's really a nice little community. It's probably a hidden gem of Clinton County. People probably don't realize, I mean, where we sit in relative of Indianapolis and Lafayette and US 52 and I-65, you can get a lot of places really quick, and I really enjoy living out there.
Well, you got some great, because of course it used to be Miller's Catfish. That was the home of Miller's Catfish for many, many years, and
right.
So many people remember that establishment. But you have another great establishment in this old farm. We talked to Jessica Smith just the other day on the show, had a chance to be out there and visiting with her. And I mean, it really is a community that is not only close-knit and together, but it's diverse.
It is. And I've just seen, being a pastor in that area, when things happen, people step up.
Yep.
And just here in the last 6 months, we've had several instances of that, of some tragedies and different things that have happened, and people come up and do the right thing and always make sure people are well taken care of. And it's nice to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And it's part of being engaged in a community. And I love what your grandpa Lloyd said, are you going to live in the community or are you going to be a part of a community? And living in a community is simply existing, where being a part is being engaged and doing something and being more involved, and not necessarily a spectator but a participant. Not only are you involved with the Lions Club and the Colfax community and dealing with Perry Township, you're a firefighter. That's your full time job,
right.
But you also work with Culligan Water,
right,
of Clinton and Boone County, and so you get you stay pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm a lieutenant for the City of Lafayette Fire Department at Station 2, and been there for quite a while now, almost 15 years, and worked at Culligan here in Clinton County for just as long. And so I get up and down the roads of Clinton County. I see a lot of things, meet a lot of people, talk to a lot of people, and it's been a quick last 15 years doing all this. But my wife, Shauna, is a utility clerk for the town of Colfax, and we just had our oldest child, Hannah. She graduated Clinton Prairie a year ago, and she's working at the Farmers Bank full-time now, and going to school at Ivy Tech, and we have two other children. Katie will be a junior at Clinton Prairie this fall, and Drew will be a freshman.
Yeah, and they're growing all the time. It's amazing how quickly these young people grow, and the next thing you know, you're walking them down the aisle. And if they're not walking down the aisle of a high school, they're walking down the aisle of a college, or walking down the aisle of a church getting married. It's called life, brother.
It is. It goes by quick.
It does go by quick, and so we have to enjoy every moment, and we have to be involved, I think, in each and every part of people's lives. We were talking about this with a person this morning about engaging in people's lives and talking. It's part of, you mentioned mental health awareness, really part of the mental wellness of people is being able to communicate and talk and have a relationship and be able to communicate those tough times, struggles, and also celebrate the good
right.
times. It's all part of life, and that's what I love about small communities and rural communities, and certainly Clinton County has been really blessed with not only Colfax, but you look at Michigan Town and Rossville, Mulberry, Kirkland. I mean, we've got a dynamic group of smaller communities that surround our county seat of Frankfort, and every one of those communities can have the same story, that this close-knitness, they have a desire to work together, and especially when bad things happen. And all of those communities, including Frankfort, make up Clinton County, which make up the Clinton County Fair, and you've got that coming up. And I want to talk a little bit about the county fair and your role and where the fair has, where it was, and where, when I first moved to Indiana in 1983, the Clinton County Fair was a pretty big deal. Harness racing was also a big deal. I remember when V&F Sales, which is an office supply here, would ask me to go help them put the blanket on the horses, or bring
right.
the blanket, as they sponsored a horse or whatever the case may be. And I thought, wow, they make a lot of to-do. I said, this is almost as big as basketball. Well, it was pretty big.
Yeah.
Harness racing was
it
huge.
It was.
And not so much maybe today, but there's still harness racing out at the fair.
That's correct.
And there's all kinds of things happening at the fair. So let's talk a little bit about the Clinton County Fair.
Well, I guess answer your first question about how, getting involved with the fair.
Yeah.
About 19 months ago, I was approached about, you know, joining the new fair council, and the county council and commissioners were going a different way on that, and was going to, you know, appoint some people to start over the fairgrounds. And the county was going to put some money into it a little bit and just have a new focus out there and get it going in the right direction. Not that people weren't doing that previous to this fair council. There has been a lot of great people from long before me that served on that fair council. It just was to the point where they wanted to head a different direction, so they put the board of people together, and I was one of the original group to be on there. This last September, our president, Brock Walker, had a new job opportunity and had to leave the community, and so they looked to me to be the new president, and I've been in that position since last September, I believe, and we have a lot of great people working on that fair council. And it's not just for the Clinton County Fair, you know, the 7 days in the summer, mm-hmm. Or 8 days, I guess we have this year, but it's year round. And I wasn't really understanding that until I got on the fair council, how much that fairgrounds is used and what the different needs are. Answer with harness racing, that's just a little example. When I was growing up, I was, you know, probably starting to tail off a little bit over the last 30 years. And then they have some really great harness racing going on. Last fall, we hosted the state finals out there, and eight unbelievable heats of horses racing. I mean, just, I want to say nose to nose or whatever. Yeah. That's what they were. And it was just, there was a couple hundred people out there, and we want to build upon that. It's just a different time generation. I think people experience that for one time and come out there and give it a chance. They would be like, wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And that's right here in our backyard. And I think we can build upon that. And we have one of the nicest tracks in the state of Indiana. It's an all-weather track. The Horsemen Association out there and the previous fair board has worked on, you know, getting a grant and making that track nice. And we are actually back up for the Indiana State Fair. If bad weather would happen during the state fair time, they're going to move the horses up here and race, because they have to get those races in. So we're excited for those kind of opportunities to come our way. We have races coming up the 2nd, 3rd of July. They always have that prior to the 4th of July or in that time frame, and that happens this next week. And then we'll have the first Monday and Tuesday night of the fair weeks, some harness racing. So that's just a little bit part of it. The fair council, Nancy Elsie, Skip Davis, Kyle Russell, Lee, Hillary Doyle, Loretta Pearson, Matt Neal, all those different ones, Aaron Ping.
You're braver than me. I would have never started.
I tried to just get them all in there, but those people are great.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a tremendous amount of work to be done out there, and everybody's doing their part. And I think over the next few years, you're going to see a tremendous change out there. And if everybody can just give us just a little bit more time, we're building. There's some little things you can see out there we're doing daily, but the great things are, I think, yet to come in the coming years.
Well, you mentioned some names that I know that are second and third generation to the folks that have been on the fair council or fair board before.
Right.
You included.
Yes.
So, you know, when you think about the tradition of those families that have been engaged in the fair and in Clinton County leadership when it comes to entertainment and the events that go along with the fair, it's really an incredible legacy for Clinton County to see those people that are still working hard, still making it happen. And, you know, we talk about the Clinton County Fairgrounds. You really talk about some opportunity, but there's been challenge too, because you've got old buildings, old roofs, a lot of old out there, a lot of history, but unfortunately there's a lot of old. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things, starting the grandstands, which we received a great gift from IU Health, and we're very, very appreciative of that. So let's talk a little bit about some of those things also, Jamie. And I love what you're talking about all year round, because sometimes I think folks just say, well, why are we doing all this for just 1 week? Why is the fair so? But when you start looking at Boone County and Hendricks County and Hamilton County and Marion County and some of the other counties around us that are actually utilizing their fairgrounds on almost every day, we have the opportunity to do some of the same things.
And we do, and we're looking towards that. You were one of them that attended the tour we took last fall with county officials and different ones of 4-H and Extension and all the different groups. And we took a little bus tour to Boone County and Hendricks County just to look at their fairgrounds. And I think we took a lot away from that. It was like, wow, can we build the Hendricks County fairgrounds? I don't think so. I don't think we want to. I don't think we want to build the Boone County fairgrounds.
Right.
But we can build a little bit of both and improve upon our fairgrounds. And as they told us that day, you know, our fairgrounds, if we could update and do some different things, we could use it year-round because they're booked out 2 and 3 years on a lot of their events every week. So we're just at the point now, a lot of our facility out there is in pretty bad shape, and it's time to do something.
Yeah,
starting with the grandstand, you mentioned the IU Health, you know, gave us $100,000 a year ago. We're in the process right now. Structure Point's been in there evaluating the whole facility, still there. We're moving forward on the grandstands. I hope to be announcing something yet this fall on moving towards the refinishing those and maybe building some new block bathrooms there that are much needed. And it's not just bathrooms, it's severe weather area for people to go. We have so many people attend the fairgrounds for different events throughout the year. There's just not that severe weather area for people to go when it hits. And
we've had it hit.
We've had it hit out there many times.
Your grandma was a victim.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, back in the 80s. So yeah. We have to plan for those kind of things, and that's our job as being the fair council and leaders of the facility out there to make sure we get those things in place. And we've done some little things like the bathrooms that were there that was never going to be able to be done or fixed again or made better. I mean, they're just not ADA compliant or any of those things. So we hadn't torn them down, made area for a larger parking area. So that's still not quite done yet. We're hoping to have that done before the fair. And we put in new grass around the 4-H building, those little things. We've done a lot of tiling projects out there trying to handle the water. We had a huge problem during the fair last year of I think over 3 million gallons of water we had to pump before we had the final events at the end of the week last year, just so we could use the infield. So I think what we've done this year on repairing the tile and talking to different ones that have worked out over there the years and, you know, updated that part of it. I don't hope we're not going to have that problem again, but you never know. You always have that 100-year flood and things. So, but I think we're a lot better shape there. A lot of the other buildings back there, we're just to a standstill on some things. We got barns that need new roofs and stuff, but do we put a new roof on an aging facility that, you know, we only use for 7 days a year, or could we possibly build a new structure that we can use, you know, all 52 weeks of the year? So those are the questions we have to answer, and I think we're going slow with that. We're trying to put a plan together for, you know, what that vision would look like, and lots of people are working on that. I feel like I've said this over and over about this plan, but it truly is going to have to take a lot of time and effort to make this right, because we only get one shot at it. And so it doesn't cost the people of this county any more money than it should have to. And we want to make sure it's the right plan for, you know, the next 20, 30, 50 years. I mean, we're at that point now for this.
Well, and it's interesting because the Clinton County Fairgrounds is an interesting dynamic, because it's actually sitting in the city limits of the county seat of Frankfort. Other fairgrounds often are out in the county or away from maybe in another small town that's in the county, but this sits in our county seat. It's a little bit of a landlock there, but you also are going to be sharing property with the new EMS building, which is going to be built over where the helipad is now, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, it'll
there.
Be sitting off of Jackson Street there on the, I believe, the northwest corner. They're going to be starting on that process here shortly after the fair is over. So we look at all those things as a positive. We look at that's going to be a great asset to the community, having that EMS building right there across from the fairgrounds and the hospital. And
you're going to have one of the safest fairs.
That's right. That's right. They're close to us now on the south end, but I think it'll work much better for them. That's just not a high use area for us, and I think it'll add value to, you know, the city. And we feel fortunate that we're part of the Frankfort community and inside, and people engage us. I've said earlier in the program, the amount of uses that the fairgrounds is used for and being used year-round, and we're trying to increase upon that. And we've updated the 4-H building, the audio-visual inside, and we've done some painting and darkened the ceilings and updated the heating and cooling and stuff. And all those things are just positives because, you know, we found out on our bus tour last year, we had businesses here in Clinton County renting the Boone County Fairgrounds out, to train their employees and things. And we weren't offering the things that they needed to do that. And we're trying to upgrade our facility to, you know, so our people here in Clinton County have the same opportunities.
Right. Well, no doubt, and we don't have enough event. People say, "Well, my goodness, why do we need so much event space?" Well, people forget that we have another city that's just west of Frankfort. It's called the Industrial Park.
That's
and
correct.
There's about 4,000 people out there every day, and those people have to eat. They have to get trained. They have to go through conferences and a variety of continuing education components. So it's an opportunity to serve that yet another community within our community. So I'm excited, and we certainly appreciate it from an economic development standpoint. We think it's a very not only practical, but it is very important for those services to be offered to our industrial park and not take them for granted, but try to partner with them to keep them in Clinton County. I would much rather them be eating, you know, Jimmy John's or eating locally versus going somewhere else because
With all those different things, I mean, as we, you know, possibly develop and make that fairgrounds a little nicer and have some different uses out there, it's going to create some other things for catering companies,
sure,
and people coming in to buy gas and, you know, the different food you're eating and hotel space and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think it's a win-win. I think it'll just, you know, what they're trying to do in downtown Frankfort here, you know, just increase that, you know, spark for the city of Frankfort and Clinton County. I mean, I feel Frankfort is Clinton County. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it,
I look
well, sure
at it as
is.
A whole.
Yeah.
You know, I just, yeah. Some people want to divide that line sometimes, and I don't like that. I mean, we're all a part of this community, and we should all have those same amenities.
And I would say if you would go out and take a poll today, that most people on the street would tell you the same thing, that, well, Frankfort is Clinton County. Clinton County is Frankfort. I mean, Frankfort is Clinton County's county seat, or Frankfort is Clinton County county seat, and the county surrounds Frankfort. So, and Frankfort sits in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people have a hard time dividing all of that because of maybe the 1969 basketball sectionals,
right,
or whatever.
Well,
the case
and
might be.
I think part of, you know, for the fairgrounds, it's always, it's the fairgrounds and it's 4-H,
right,
and things, and we're trying to break those lines, you know what I mean,
and
because it's used by so many different people.
And Jamie, I'm glad you bring that up, because I want to talk a little bit about 4-H, because you've been involved in 4-H, I know your kids are involved in 4-H. I mean, when you think about 4-H, what a tremendous organization for young people, and how that has built leaders in our community, and how that has been an incredible program. So, and it is not just limited to county kids. It's not
right.
just limited to people that are sitting at Prairie or Rossville or Clinton Central. It's open to any and
yep.
every young person that wants to be involved in getting involved in projects. All you have to do is sign up.
That's correct. And as today, this morning I was out there as part of Project they bring them in for the fair. It's a little bit earlier this year because the way the fair hits with the 4th of July. But I think Karen said a few weeks ago on the radio, there's over 600 kids in
Dogs.
Clinton County participating in 4-H. And it's
yeah.
one of the largest, you know, organizations of that kind. And you see the fruits of that where they're bringing in all their projects this week and all the people out the 4-H building and what it entails for these kids, because they got to meet time frames. They got to bring their
right.
project in for this or that. My kids have learned that this week, you know, you got to meet deadlines.
Yeah.
You know, you signed up for this and
yep.
this is what's coming. So you don't have that second chance, you know, to, if you don't meet that deadline. So I think it gives them a lot of leadership capability, and, you know, for the FFAs use that facility for different things. So all of them are positives, because I know a lot of people that have been part of those organizations. There are people that are leaders in this community today.
Oh, absolutely. And I mentioned Dogs while you were talking. I mean, Dogs is a bit, and these are young people that have never raised a cow or a pig or anything else, but they can bring their dog.
That's correct.
They can bring a variety of different things. And my granddaughter, Kaylee, has actually got a pig now, and she's, Matt Neal's been helping them, working with them, and they're bringing, she's learning how to show a pig. And this will be her second year. And of course, I think she's more excited about her shiny belt and boots, but the bottom line is she's learning. She has to go take care of the pig. She has to go clean the pig. She has to clean the pig pens. She has to make sure it's fed. She has to take care of it. It's a responsibility. It's accountability.
That's right. And 4-H is very big on that. And then Fair Week, you know, they get a chance to show their project
sure.
off to their friends and families. And, you know, some kids are going to win and some are
right.
not. I mean, but that's just part of life, and you learn from that. And but it's about finishing the project and doing a good job and doing the best you can and meeting people in relationships. I have relationships today throughout the county, people I met when I was growing up, sure, and being part of the fair.
And you might even have met them at the state fair.
That's correct.
Because of 4-H.
So, oh, yeah.
So when you think about that, and talking about showing off, I know we had the 4-H Fair Queen contest last week, and wow, beautiful girls, did a great job. Congratulations to Nina Harshman. She's the 2018 Clinton County Fair Queen. But that's just another showcase that we have of those young ladies that come in and really are dynamic, and it's a great evening for the community. Not only was the event a nice event, but the event venue, I mean, that is such become a beautiful, you guys have done a great job of changing the look of that 4-H building with the air condition. I mean, it's really outstanding.
Yeah, if you don't ever get a chance to come to the Queen Contest, I encourage you. I mean, I've went to it a handful of times over the years, but just updating the 4-H building the way we have, I think, has really enhanced that Queen Contest. And the other night was a really nice ceremony, and the three gals that came to be judges throughout the state of Indiana,
oh, yeah,
they were very complimentary of what we're trying to do, and they thought it was one of the nicest Queen Contests. I had one of the judges tell me it was one of the nicest Queen Contests she'd been to, and she judged several this year already. So that's good to hear,
sure,
that we're putting on those kind of events.
Absolutely, and we certainly appreciate Cody Miller. And
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the Stanson family does a tremendous job with that. I mean, they just kind of
have three
that
blonde
up.
Girls.
That's right. Yep.
Cody, Sue Ann, and Nikki.
They do an awesome job, and we couldn't have picked a better family to put that together. And
they have a heart and a passion for it, for sure.
Yes, they do.
When you think about the Clinton County Fair for 2018, what do you want to leave our time together today? What do you want folks to know about, and what do you want folks to be thinking about as you gear up? I mean, it's just a few days away.
Yeah, we're getting really close. With the way Clinton County Fair always starts the second Sunday in July, and the way it hit on the calendar this year, it's just right after the 4th of July, which they're having to bring in 4-H projects this week, so everything's a little quicker than it normally is. But we're going to be ready for it. There's a lot of things going on out there today, and it kicks off on Saturday night, July 7th, with the truck and tractor pull, and then on Sunday this year, we'll have the fair parade at 2 o'clock. The Ministers Association throughout the county is going to be putting on events that afternoon out there. We have entertainment on the free stage every night during the week of the fair. One big, huge difference, and there's a little bit of misconception out there, there's not going to be a carnival. It's just there's not a carnival Sunday night. They're coming in on Monday this year,
yeah,
with conflicts with the date changes and things. So they can be
so
set
let's
up
set
and
that
running.
Rumor to,
yeah,
to, there there'll, is going to be a carnival.
There'll be a carnival, and it'll be up and running Monday night, the 8th.
Okay. No, the 9th.
On the 9th. So, and then harness racing the first two nights, and there will be a cheerleading contest on Thursday. We'll end the fair on Saturday with the KOI Dirt Drags, and that's been a huge event where it's a good moneymaker for us. And one of the big events on the first Sunday night will be the Demolition Derby, mm-hmm, and that's very key to us, and it's a big event for Clinton County and Frankfort to have that event. It's a lot of money that we make off that to work off, you know, to do some updates for the rest of the year, and you know, to help us along on what we need to do. But if you haven't been to the county fair in a long time, we've made a few subtle changes. If you give out and give us a try. I think Nancy Elsie's put together a great, you know, area for vendors, and then Clinton Hall and all the different things we're doing up there. And our layout's a little bit different. We're going to have a Shoops is going to have a area on the south side of the grandstands I think people are really going to enjoy this year. So all those little things are accumulate to a great county fair.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, I want to thank you very much for coming in today and taking the time to talk about not only the Clinton County Fair, but yourself and your engagement as a Jamie Blacker, as an individual, and as a family.
Thank you, Shan, and known you for a long time, and I appreciate the compliment, and just trying to do my best to live in the county, and if we all do these things every day, it'll be a great county to live in.
Absolutely, and don't forget, folks, at the Clinton County Fair, you also get elephant ears and an Antioch food tent, and don't forget the Rossville Lions Club ice cream. That's probably the favorite thing of the fair for me. I'm sorry, I like all the events, but that Rossville Lions Club ice cream,
it's hard not to walk by there and stop for a dollar ice cream, that's for sure.
I mean, they fill your cup full of soft serve ice cream, and you can get the vanilla, the chocolate, or you can get the twist. Or what I like to do is I go over to the Antioch food tent, get me a piece of pie, and then send it over there and let them just put some right on top.
Well, not only that, Shane, it's the gentleman from the Roswell Lions Club.
They're great people.
If you stand there and talk to him for a few minutes, you might learn something.
Oh, yeah. They are great individuals for sure. And Mr. Ron Gasho, I believe, is one of those guys that help out a lot out there, and he's been a big part of the Roswell Lions Club. Again, thank you, Jamie, for your time today. I want you to know, the listener, that you know what? You might be the one that's going to engage someone. You might be the hope in someone's life. You might be the answered prayer someone's been praying for. Whatever it is, make sure that you become a part of Clinton County and not just live here. Thank you very much. Have a great time. We'll see you next time. And we'll see you at the Clinton County Fair.